You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Milder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
I want to talk today to you about a new level in life. It means a new anointing. A new anointing. You know, the Bible gives us the promise in the book of Daniel that those who know their God will do great exploits. And sometimes you know that God has called you for great exploits. You want to do great things, but you feel stuck. You feel I should be moving from here to there, but somehow there's a bit of a delay, a bit of a frustration. Am I talking to the right people here? Sometimes you face some challenges that just feel much bigger than you. Facing giants that you think, how am I going to kill this giant? I've got good news for you. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that God saves his anointed. God saves his anointed. What do I mean when I say anointed? When somebody is anointed for a purpose, for a reason, it means they've been separated to do a specific assignment. When a king was anointed, he was separated unto the Lord for service in that kingdom as a king. Graces bestowed upon him, favors bestowed upon him. A priest that's anointed, a prophet that's anointed, separated unto the Lord. The outward sign is the oil being placed upon them, but the inward side, the Holy Spirit remaining with them. David understood this so well. David understood that you need the anointing to go from one level to the next. Needed God's presence to take us from where we are to where God wants us to be. There might be a time where you feel a bit stuck. I want to tell you, there's an anointing ready to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say whether you like it or not, you're an anointed one. Turn to the person on the other side, say whether you like it or not, you're an anointed one. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, ask of God wisdom. It says, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Many times the things that we need, we stop asking God. But the Bible says when we ask, God will give it to us. It says here, without reproach. What does that mean? It means God is never going to shame you when you ask him for wisdom. When you ask him for help. When you ask him for strength. When you ask him for anointing. He's always going to make it available. He's not going to come to you and say, what did you do with the wisdom of last week? Why are you here again? Did you use the anointing in the right way from last? Why are you here again? We sometimes often do that when people come to us over and over saying, can you please help? Can you please help? Can you please help? After a while, we think, it's enough. Am I talking to the right people here? God never does that. He says his mercies are new every day. God does not just want to anoint you, but he wants to empower you so that he can take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. A fresh anointing for new doors to open up. A fresh anointing for new clients. A fresh anointing for the breakthrough that you need maybe in your marriage, in your career, in your business, with your children. Even under the old covenant in Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, God says, I want to remind you to remember the Lord your God, for it's him who gives you the ability to obtain wealth. It's him who empowers you, anoints you to be successful. We should never think it's us, but it's God working in us, with us, and through us. So I want to talk about fresh favor. Who of you need some fresh favor? A fresh anointing to overcome the challenges that you've been facing. Obstacles, difficulties. You know, as the church is growing, more people and more things that we have to help with, more people to get saved. We need God even more to do what we have to do. God didn't bring you this far just to leave you. Amen? God did not teach you and show you how to swim to let you drown now. Amen? But He's going to anoint you so that you can overcome every challenge, every difficulty. When you've done the possible, let God do the impossible. Can I tell you something? The anointing is not for the possible. The anointing is for the impossible. If there's lions and bears coming against you, I'm going to use David's life as an example. When there's lions, it's very easy to say there was a lion and a bear. I protected myself and I was fine. But David, when that anointing came upon him, suddenly he started killing lions and bears. Amen? So you're about to see a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit. Just go quickly to Psalm 104, verse 30. When you release your spirit wind, life is created, ready to replenish life upon the earth. I want to tell you now, this fresh wind that God wants to breathe into you is going to bring new life. In your business, new clients, new contracts, new opportunities, new doors that will just open up. Yes, give the Lord a hand. Amen. Job said, the light of God's favor will start to shine upon all your ways. That light of God brings life. In that light, there's life. Sometimes when we are stuck and trying to do things in our own strength, we should just ask, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon me. This is what Jesus told His disciples. He said, you couldn't talk and work with the people in Samaria, but wait until you've received power. Then move from Jerusalem to Samaria, to the furthest parts of the earth. Because now you're moving in a new anointing, a new presence of God, a new empowerment. That those that you couldn't talk with before, those that made you angry, those that you wanted to fight with, those that you couldn't do a business deal with, I'm now going to anoint you so that you can work with them, so that you can help them, that you can be a blessing to them, and they can be a blessing to you. Suddenly, you'll just see that light will start to shine. Suddenly, you'll just see this new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What was difficult, what was heavy, will become light. The winds that were against you, you'll just see it will turn around and it will be for you. That what was against you will now be for you. And people will say, what is this? How does it work? Anointing, 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 anointing. I'm going to let people just come give testimony one Sunday of healings and deliverances, restoration of marriages, things that's happened without anybody praying for anybody, just people being in the worship, just being in God's presence and God changing their life, changing their situation. That's why I tell people, I challenge you, come for 1 year. Your life will never be the same. Never be the same. Because in God's presence, we change. Amen. Suddenly you just see God will deal with things. So, I'm going to look at David. So, David was 17 years old when he was anointed. And the first anointing that God will bring into your life is to break bad habits, break addictions, break curses. Where your family is a little bit dysfunctional and where you are dysfunctional, that anointing will just come upon you and get your thinking right. Amen? Am I talking to the right people here? Can you see why you have to pray for your family and say, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon my family every day? You'll have less challenges, less problems. Amen? So this is the first anointing. That bear, that lion that wants to come and kill, steal, and destroy. That giant that wants to come against you. God will anoint you so that you can face those things. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. Look here what the Bible says. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. So the first anointing is for supernatural empowerment to start to do unusual things. David, I want to see, David is in the field, not even aware that Samuel is on the way. A matter of fact, his brothers in the family tree, David is not even considered a branch. He's probably a root. That's where, because when they said, call all the brothers, they didn't even call him. But God saw him. God saw him. And God anointed him in the midst of his brothers. I want to tell you, the anointing that God places upon you is not just to kill lions and bears. But the anointing that was placed upon him also was not to get offended with his brothers. Can I have a loud amen? Amen. Some of you have to say, Lord, anoint me afresh, not to get offended with the brothers around me, sisters around me. Some of you have put your trust in people to help you and do things more than it was in God, and God removed those people so that your trust would be in him again, not in people. So the first anointing is to help you to kill that lion and to kill that bear. It's to empower you to take you from just where you are and to start to shape your character for the greater things that God has called you to do. Many people that are anointed to do great things will never do the great things because they were never faithful in the small times. What do I mean by that? After David was anointed to be king, he went back to be a shepherd and was faithful looking after his father's sheep. He was faithful when nobody saw him, but he allowed the anointing to start to work in him, through him, and with him. When nobody saw him, he killed the lion, he killed the bear. He started seeing this empowerment to do unusual things. Many times when God has anointed you to do certain things, when nobody is looking, what are you doing with the anointing? Are you being faithful with what God has called you to do? When God has called you and anointed you to be a financial channel, when you get that big deal that nobody knows about, are you faithful and allowing that anointing to work? David was on his own, seeing the anointing work, killing the lion, killing the bear, doing unusual things in the power of God while nobody knows. Turn to the person next, you say, I have to tell somebody about this. Tell them, this is not for me, but I'm going to tell somebody about this. Let me tell you something. The same anointing that killed the lion, killed the bear, killed the giant. It was that anointing that overnight suddenly promoted him to a national hero. That took him from just being an ordinary shepherd boy, being anointed as king, not having an attitude. Go and read and see how bad his brother treated him. His brother said, why are you on the battlefield? You just come to look around. I know your little arrogant, wicked heart. He says, my heart's anointed. Your word's not going to cause me to get offended. Sorry, big brother. And allow the anointing to shape him and to form him. He was anointed as king, but being faithful as the armor bearer of the king. You need to be faithful. You need the anointing of God, the help of the Holy Spirit, to oftentimes serve. When you know God has called you for greater things, to be faithful. And not say, well, Saul, let me just tell you. News king, I'm the new king. I'm the new anointed one. It's time for you to step aside. Let me come in here. Never did that. A matter of fact, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, what does Isaiah say? The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding, and the fear of the Lord. He hated sin. The Bible says David started acting more wisely than Saul. Am I talking to the right people here this morning? When you're a doctor and you're anointed and you're seeing a patient, that anointing will help you with the gift of discernment to know what's really the problem here. They might say this and this and this, but you know what's the real issue. When you're anointed as a mother staying at home looking after your children, you're anointed, the Holy Spirit will help you with your children. When you are working and you know God has called you to be the CEO, but you're not there yet, God will help you to be faithful. That anointing will empower you to be more faithful, to work harder, to push longer hours. Not just to have goosebumps, amen? David understood something. He said, I cannot touch Saul because Saul is God's anointed. I never called Saul. God called him. God anointed him. God separated him. God has got a purpose for his life, and I'm not going to touch that. David said to Abishai, do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Nobody would have known. As a matter of fact, from a natural point of view, they would have said, oh, surely the Lord has put your enemies into your hands to kill them. That's what everybody around him was saying. But he was listening to the conviction of his heart, his conscience. He says, no, I might be anointed as king, but I'm not yet to kill this king. Can I have a big amen? Amen. David could deal with jealousy. Remember, Saul started hating him. Anointing will help you to deal with the haters, the blasphemers, the people pointing fingers. The anointing will help you not to become bitter. The anointing will help you to keep the floodgates of your heart open, to always help people even when they've disappointed you, to say anybody is welcome even when they've hurt you, even when they've lied about you. Am I talking to the right people here? The anointing is to do good. Turn to the person next to you and say, the anointing is to do good. Acts 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. The anointing is not to do bad. It's not to harm. Amen? Remember the two disciples of Jesus that came to him and said, we're fed up with these people. Can we call down fire and just destroy them quickly like Elijah, the prophet, the man of God did? Am I talking to the right people here? Can God entrust you with the anointing to call down fire if you're going to use it to hurt people? God can trust you to call down fire from heaven if you're going to use it to do good. Turn to the person that you say the anointing is to do good. So let me tell you something. David was anointed three times. Three times. And every time God is ready to take you to a new level in life, he'll anoint you and he'll empower you. Why did he have to get anointed again? Because there was new challenges. There was new difficulties. So the second anointing, David got anointed when he was 17 the first time. The second anointing, 13 years later, at the age of 30, the men of Judah came to him and they anointed him. This is one of the most dangerous times in your life because you know God has called you to rule over all 12 tribes. You know the fullness of what God has promised you, but you're only seeing one of it. And now you have to be faithful in walking it. You're still an anointed one. You're still anointed to be king, although there's only one. Am I talking to the right people here? 2 Samuel 2 verse 4, when the men of Judah came. So the men of Judah came to him. They anointed him. God will bring you at the right time, bring people to you so that you can get anointed, so that God can take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Why a second anointing? Because there's new challenges, new difficulties, and God wants to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say, second anointing. Say, second anointing. So God works in phases, amen? First focus that anointing to build character and everything. Now he's starting to enlarge his territory. The anointing, you'll see when it starts to work, it will cause a hastening. Amen? Where it took 13 years, now only 7 years later, he's anointed with a third anointing. And that's when the elders came to him and they anointed him and said, okay, David, you're going to be king. And he had to be anointed again before God enlarged his territory. Many of you have been trusting God for your territory to be enlarged, but you've been trying to do it in your own strength. You need the help of God. Remember the prayer of Jabez, Lord, that you indeed may bless me, that you may enlarge my territory. Who's going to do that? God is the one. Amen. God is the one that's going to do it. a fresh anointing to open new doors, a fresh anointing, a wind just starting to blow to bring new clients. So here he's appointed with one tribe, and now God wants to take him to 12 tribes. Sometimes people here can get frustrated. Just because you are frustrated does not mean you're not anointed. Turn to the person next to you, say, you can be frustrated and yet be anointed. Stay in character. Turn to the person on the other side. Say, you can be frustrated and yet be anointed. Don't act out of character. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. You know, there was a time when I preached to an open field with just grass. Because that's what the Lord showed me. Although there were no people, I would go and stand and preach there. You have to grow in the anointing. I shared with my kids, I've shared with you as well. The first time they asked me to share at a Connect group, somebody that worked with me said, listen, I want you to come and share with our Connect group a word. I said, wow, God, that's part of what you've called me to do. Phase one, Lord, I'm honored. I prepared for 2 weeks. And I fasted for 1 week to go talk in a Connect group. Amen? Some of the Connect group readers, they can just get their notes and read through it and say, okay, I've got this, and go. That's where I was at that stage in my life. Amen? Now allow the word and the anointing to start to work in you. Amen? Don't get frustrated. Don't get discouraged. When you know God wants to do something and you're not there yet. I couldn't just stand before people and talk. People say, I talk today. People say, you've always been. No, I couldn't do it. I have to rely on God more than anything. Anything. One thing that I've learned in my life. What is one of the prayers I make you pray almost every Sunday? Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us. Touch our hearts. Change our hearts. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Because we cannot do God's will in our own strength. The greatest mistake many Christians make, they're trying to live a Christian life without the help of the Holy Spirit. It's a prayer that we should pray every day. So here, let me try and close. I'm not going to say close because I'm going to try and close. We're moving in that direction. Amen. The third anointing is the completion and fulfillment of what God promised. That's the third anointing. That's where you want to get, where God anoints you the third time so that there can be a completion, that you can see not just the one tribe, but now you see the 12 ruling over the whole nation. Maybe your business just in one city and God says, I'm taking it to 12 cities. Maybe your clientele is limited to something and God says, I'm expanding it. Whatever it is. Maybe you have one child and God says, okay, it's time for a, not one amen here, family. 2 Samuel 5 verse 3, it says, therefore all the elders of Israel came to the king. I want to show you every time David did not expect Samuel to pitch up. He was being faithful with what God had called him to do, and Samuel came and says, okay, it's time to anoint you. David was faithful, doing what he had to do, and Judah came and said, the leaders of Judah came and said, we're here to anoint you. He was being faithful, ruling over Judah, and all the elders of Israel came and say, we're here to anoint you. We're here to anoint you. God has an anointing waiting for you to take you from where you are to where God wants you to go. Amen. Are you ready for that? Do you have an expectation for God to do something unusual? The anointing in your life will start to increase. The anointing in your life will start to increase. That anointing will start to work, and as you remain faithful, you'll see God will take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. God will bring the right people into your life at the right time so that you can be anointed, so that there can be a completion of what God has called you to do. Amen? So you only might have seen a portion of what he's promised. The best is yet to come. Turn to the person next to you, say, the best is yet to come. David was 17 when the first anointing came. 13 years later, at the age of 30, second anointing. At 37, the third anointing. Sometimes you're going to have to wait until your 30s, young people, before you're going to see the fulfillment of what God has promised you. The biggest mistake that we make is we want everything immediately because we live in an instant generation. But God will do what he wants to do in his own time, in his own way. What do we do every year as a church? What's the first Sunday of every year? What do? We have an anointing service. Why? Because I anoint you for the challenges ahead of this year. Amen? I anoint you for the victories for this year. That's what we do. It's an outward sign, a trust in God, that God, we rely upon your anointing and your presence. I believe God has been preparing an anointing for you to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. Anointing. Where's some oil? Even when I anoint myself. This morning, I'll just give me the bottle, it's fine. Even on a Sunday, I say, God, I rely on you, I trust on you. Our dependence should be on God and his presence. Before a service, during the week when I anoint myself, I take the oil. Some of you would know. I take the oil and I just put some in my hand there. And I say, Lord, thank you for anointing my ears that I can hear you. Anoint my mind and protect my mind to act with wisdom and knowledge, understanding, and the fear of the Lord. Anoint my mouth that people may hear your voice upon my voice. And then I've got this habit of putting my hands together like this and going, breathing in. Say, Lord, anoint my heart as well. Amen. And as I sit on my knees there while I'm praying, I anoint my feet. Say, Lord, anoint my feet as well. Because we need God's anointing. Moses said, I'm not going into the promised land unless your presence goes before me. God the Father did not speak one word into existence until the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, was upon the waters. While you don't see anything yet has changed, know that the Holy Spirit is busy working. Know that God is sending people, that God has prepared an anointing for you to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Remain faithful in that season while you are waiting. From the age of 17 to 30, don't get frustrated. From 30 to 37, don't get frustrated. The good thing that God has started, he'll finish it, he will complete it. Now I'm going to close. Can I close? Is that okay? You need the anointing for successful living. You need the anointing for successful living. God can change it suddenly. But if it's going to be suddenly, it will be the winds of the Holy Spirit that will start to blow. It will be the light of God's favor that will just start to shine upon all your ways. Amen? The anointing, I want to leave this with you, is for a purpose. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. If God has called and anointed you to be a businessman, to be a financial channel, allow that anointing to work and be faithful. I want you to see this. And I was so excited because even Jesus went through anointings. And I'm not going to talk about all the anointings, but I want to talk about his third anointing. Unexpected in the house of Simon. Everybody is together. Everybody is focusing upon Jesus. And guess what happens? A woman walks in. And she takes oil and pours it out on Jesus' head. And the people in the house said, what is she doing? She's wasting money. And what seemed ordinary in the natural had an extraordinary effect in the spirit. And Jesus says, you don't know what's happening here. He says, she's done what she can do. She's come to anoint me for my burial. She's come to anoint me for the greatest challenge that lies ahead. I have to go die on the cross. She's come to anoint me so that I can face this difficulty and see it through and be raised on the third day back to life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. So I'm telling you now, whatever difficulty you are facing, if it feels like you're going to die, God has sent a fresh anointing so that you can face that challenge. And they started criticizing her. And Jesus said, let me just tell you something. What she's done is so extraordinary. Wherever the gospel will be preached, what this woman has done, the anointing that she's done this day, will be preached everywhere the gospel is preached. Wow. An anointing for a new level in life. What Jesus told them there, he said, listen here, this might be the third anointing, but I'm telling you, there's coming a third day. And the third day, the Holy Spirit that rested upon David when he became king, that Holy Spirit will go down into hell and raise Jesus from hell, disconnected him from sin, everything that could keep us back from being successful. He disconnected him from that and he raised Jesus up to a new level in life so that we now can go to a new level in life. Can I tell you something? When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, Jesus Christ, who was raised on the third day, is on the inside of you, walking with you, working in you, with you, and through you to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. I want to leave you with these two scriptures. David, that understood the anointing, he said, what is it that God requires of me? He requires of me a pure heart, a contrite heart. You have to keep your heart pure. If you want the Holy Spirit to remain, David said, do not let your spirit depart from me. Acts 5 verse 32 says, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. Do you want the anointing to increase in your life? Become obedient. Become obedient. Become obedient. That's why I said earlier on, we were sharing, I said, become obedient. Start with the 1%. If you want to give and you want to become a tither, start with the 1% if you cannot give. And you'll see the Holy Spirit will help you to get to that place where you can give the 10% and even more for the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit is here to help us and to empower us. Not just any spirit, but the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. It's on the inside of you. The first work of the Holy Spirit is to resurrect your own spirit and get you linked up with Jesus. Whether you like it or not, you're an anointed one. Whether you like it or not, you're an anointed one. God has prepared an anointing for you to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. God will send the right people at the right time, at the right place, so that you can receive a fresh anointing and God can take you from where you are to where he wants you to be.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.